Robin, you know, one of the things that struck me today in watching both the meeting of the two men before the cameras, before the meeting and the press conference, is that in each case, President Putin got to speak first, which was interesting, especially when you think about the size of these two countries' economies. And that's where we're going to go next with Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. He's with us from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hello, Jeremy.
And Russia's economy is significantly smaller than the U.S. How small are we talking?
Russia's GDP is somewhere between $1 and $2 trillion. The U.S. is $20 trillion. Mm-hmm. So it's not really close. On a per capita basis, per person basis, Russia's economy is smaller than basically every economy in Central and Western Europe. It's about half as rich per person as Finland, where Trump and Putin are meeting. And I think it's important to be clear then about where Russia stands relative to the U.S. as a global and economic power. You know, we are intertwined by 20th century history, by the Cold War, the space race, and now again with 2016 election interference. And there's no question that Russia's military ambitions and energy resources makes it a geopolitical rival. But as a matter of economic power, there really isn't a competition.
Well, and President Trump has called Russia a competitor. But when you compare it to, say, China, Russia really isn't an economic competitor. How much do the U.S. and Russia interact with each other economically at this point?
Well, a great deal of America's economic relationship with Russia is putative. It's about using economics to punish Russia with the sanctions that we saw after Ukraine, the sanctions that were again approved in 2018. Russia is our 23rd largest trading partner, 23rd. Mm. That's not particularly significant, considering that it might be the one or two or three country most heard about when thinking about, you know, America's geopolitical rivals. So the U.S. doesn't have nearly as much of a deep relationship with Russia as Russia has with other countries in Europe. And when we pass sanctions against Russia, when we use the international community to punish Russia economically, it's really those European countries that feel the hit hardest because they're the ones who are doing far more trading with the Russian economy.
What's the outlook for Russia's economy right now? Is it getting better or worse?
So a brief history of the Russian economy is it had a tremendous decade between the 1998 financial crash and the 2008 global financial meltdown, in large part because of the huge run-up in oil prices in the first decade of the 21st century. Mm-hmm. You can basically look at oil and gas prices, and that's a relatively good proxy for the health of the Russian economy. So what you had is this incredible decade of runaway growth in the 2000s, then followed by a crash during which time Russia really struggled in large part because its economy is so dependent on the value of its energy exports. Then you had a little bit of a recovery in the last few years that's been slightly wobbly, in part because of international competition for selling natural gas and energy, and also because of the sanctions that have been levied by the U.S.
It was interesting to see President Trump be asked today about the statement that he made last week in Europe. He said that Germany was a captive to Russia because they're trying to build this pipeline that will bring fuel from Russia to Germany. How much of a player is Russia in the global energy market at this point compared to the U.S.?
Well, it's like I said, with the entire European Union, Russia is a critical source of gas and crude oil. I believe in the last numbers that I could find seem to suggest that about 40% of Germany's crude oil and 30% of its coal comes from Russia. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at about one-third to one-half of Germany's energy coming from Russia. And that's about equal to Russia's relationship to most countries in Central and Eastern Europe. Mm-hmm. So again, when the U.S. is trying to punish Russia, trying to force Russia's hand geopolitically, it often uses an economic cudgel. And we have to work with our European allies in order to wield that cudgel because Russia's economic relationship is so much closer to Central and Eastern European countries than it is to the U.S.
So, Derek, in the last 30 seconds we have, what did you make of the presentation today of these two countries being basically treated as equals?
I think it's exactly what Putin wants. The first thing that Putin wants is for Russia to achieve a kind of symbolic legitimization. He wants people to look at Russia and the U.S. as occupying equal standing in the global community. And how much better could you possibly hope to achieve that than, A, to have Putin speak before Trump, and then have Trump to refer to Putin not as a rival, but as a competitor, as an equal competitor.
Derek Thompson of The Atlantic, thank you.
Thank you.